Yes, and a good morning to you, Melbourne. Welcome to Dead Set Legends on Triple M. It is Jay Clark and the 287 game, two-time All-Australian superstar from St Kilda, Lee Montagne. Good morning to you,
Joey. Morning, Jay-Z. Not just any Saturday, it's Derby Day.
Yep.
One of the best days of the year in Melbourne, particularly around this springtime. Looking forward to it. A lot of people this morning will be listening to us just getting their suits on, getting all organised, putting their dresses on, getting ready for a big day at the races.
I'm a big fan of the nursery, Joey. I don't think you can have a better time out there. Get 15 of your mates and your partners together, fill the eskies, get some little dim sum or some little chicken sandwiches or something, and just go your hardest out there. It's a brilliant time.
It is a great day, especially, you're right, in the car park, especially when someone else organises it, when you don't have to be the one, you don't have to be the one involved in the catering or getting all the stuff there. You just hand over some money and enjoy a day. But it is a great day. I think they're saying up to nearly 100,000 people will be out there this afternoon. So hopefully the weather holds off.
Yep.
We can find a couple of winners for you too later in the show.
We need it to stay dry out there at Flemington. I want to give you a big pat on the back, Joey. I mean, I like to sort of give you, wind you up here and there, but last week you were adamant about Ben Battle seriously challenging Winks, and I just had a little quinella at $3, Joey, and biscuits, mate. Absolutely beautiful. So congrats to you.
It was a win-win. We all wanted to see Winks win.
Yes.
I did say that, but we did say Ben Battle was a big danger, and it was the only one, let's be honest, that gave Winks even some sort of concern, although Winks
did
it.
Did you ever think?
I don't think so. Winks was doing it pretty comfortably.
Okay.
I think Winks was happy to just cruise along and get the win, but it was great to see. I was at the Emerald Hotel in South Melbourne, and everyone in the pub started clapping when Winks won. So it was a nice moment. But yeah, Ben Battle, we got our each way bet there, so we're still alive.
And Rosie, lovely Rosie, has just brought in a birthday coke, Joey, because it was your 35th birthday yesterday, mate.
Thank you. And yours a couple of days on Wednesday.
It's a joint birthday cake.
There you go. It's a shared birthday cake. We can blow out the candles together.
What did you do, mate? How did you celebrate?
Aaron and Noah took me out for lunch. So we went to Donovan's, actually.
Ooh.
Just the famous, iconic, St Kilda,
nice.
Actually.
Real sort
the day
of,
after, we found out that there was a bashing out the front with all the chefs. I didn't know that. Did you see that in the paper?
I did read that. Yep.
I did see that, but we didn't know about that. But we went there yesterday for a nice lunch, and that was about all for me these days.
What about you? 35th birthday, Joey.
For a man who's
probably got everything.
Well, look, I am very difficult to get presents for, and I don't like getting presents. So what the family's decided to do is Mum has decided to open an account for Noah. I feel like a trust where now all my Christmas presents and birthday presents are going to Noah. So I'm okay with that. That's fine, because I hate when people have to try and buy for me. So that was mine. What about you? Wednesday, what did you get for your birthday?
36. We went to Le Bon Ton. Have you been to Le Bon Ton, Rosie?
Yes.
In Collingwood.
Yeah. It's sort of like a vegetarian's nightmare up there, because it's just like smoked meat generally. So I had my family
up there. It's an old pub turned into a smokehouse.
Beautiful.
And you can eat until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I love
brilliant.
That. We pretty much were like, my whole plate was just chicken, sausage, beef brisket, pulled pork. And then the sides, like your vegetable options are like coleslaw, potato salad, mac and cheese.
Real hearty. Just the immediate family, or did you have extended family?
No, just a small little gathering. Had the little kids, so we ran amok. So it was nice. So 1 year old, getting very close to 40, and that is a serious issue. Hey, Joey,
Hey, 42 here.
You're not 42, Rosie. You'd be much younger than that.
I don't need to lie about it. I don't mind, but just, you know. Mind your manners.
Hey, we went to a great concert during the week. We're going to speak about that a little later on the show, Joey. But we have a massive show. Coming up next, we've got this Melbourne City captain, Michael Jamieson.
Scott Jamieson.
I'm thinking of the Carlton fullback.
Michael Jamieson. Yeah, that's yours.
Scotty Jamieson.
Scott Jamieson.
That was a test for you and your password. And they got beaten up by Sydney FC last night. We're going to talk about that. Casper Ware, the great man doing great things for Melbourne United. A couple of big games coming up for them. And Adam Tomlinson, Oakley Charger up there at GWS. St Kilda's tried to get him a couple of times. He's a Movember ambassador. He's going to be coming in the second hour to talk about the great work they're doing and his footy career. And I'm more confident about this pick one, this curly footy question that I got for you than I have been all year, Joe. I really think I'm going to stump you with this one. We're going to talk about the fixture and get your best bets of the day a little bit later as well. But coming up next, it's Scotty Jamieson. We're going to ask him what changes they need to make after last night's 3-0 flogging from Sydney. Unbelievable. It's Jay Clark, Lee Montagne on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends. It is Jay Clark and Lee Montagne with you on Derby Day. The excitement just getting...
There's the Western Australian coming. It's Derby Day.
Derby Day. Do I say Derby Day?
Derby Day.
That is a Western Australian thing.
That is a Western Australian thing. Very much so. We're in Melbourne, mate. Derby Day here.
Maybe it was all that fixture stuff I did early in the week and thinking about the WA derbies. I apologise. Let's straighten up. Hey, we got the captain of Melbourne City on the line, Scotty Jamieson, to join us after last night's 3-0 loss. Good morning to you, Scotty.
Morning, guys.
Look, we appreciate you coming on. Obviously, a difficult result last night, a tough performance. When you wake up this morning, Scotty, what went wrong?
Yeah, look, Sydney were the better team. I haven't had time to fully dissect the game, but it's something that we need to do. We'll man up in front whatever comes our way, and then, you know, come Monday, after the review and doing our recovery, we'll go to look towards Wellington.
The performance was described as lackluster last night, Scott. Was it the team struggling physically, or was it just a mental thing that you weren't able to play with that usual zest that Melbourne City's known for?
I can understand, everyone has their opinion, Lee, but in regards to what it felt on the pitch, you know, we faced a very good team, but yeah, I guess we did look that lack. The punch there to really cut through Sydney, and as I said, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and especially our supporters who turned up last night for the first home game. It was a very unacceptable result.
Scotty, there has been some significant change for you guys in the side. I mean, we're going to speak about Daniel Arzani in a second. He's a very serious injury throughout the week. But he was so good for you in the second half of last season, and now you take him out of that team. Do you feel like there's a bit of adjustment period in terms of how you move that ball forward and score?
Look, I think in regards to, talking about individual players that we've lost, no, not really. You lose someone like Daniel, but... that's just one vocal point you had last year towards the back end, and this year we've moved forward without him. And I think just last night we didn't move the ball quick enough in regards to as a team, and that's something that we spoke about before the game that we thought we needed to do. For us, it is about looking at moving the ball quick and allowing these front third players to really express themselves. But unfortunately, last night it wasn't to be.
We're speaking to Melbourne City captain Scotty Jamieson. Just on Daniel, following up from that, mate, you were obviously shattered to hear the news throughout the week. He's got his big chance in overseas, obviously, and went down with a serious ACL injury, I think, in the first 20 minutes of the game. Have you spoken to him? Have you sent him a text? I'm sure he'd be absolutely shattered for your old mate.
I haven't just let it be, and really disappointed. He came on and then inside 20 minutes, looks to have done his knee. So it's something that's disappointing for him and Celtic, but fingers crossed, not too bad. He can get back on the pitch.
What about the A-League in general coming into this season, Scott? It does seem like it's one of the most even seasons we've had in a long time. Most teams are a chance to win the championship this year. Who do you think are the biggest threats? Obviously, we know Sydney are a great side and they showed that last night, but give us a bit of an overview of this season and what we can expect to see.
Yeah, it is a real even keel about the season this year, and in regards to last night, it's disappointing, but I think we're a team that's definitely trying to really make an impact, and we definitely feel we're up there. But I mean, along with ourselves, Perth Glory are a team that are really impressed in the preseason and early on in the stage of this season. Then I think the teams that struggled last year, Wellington and the Central Coast, have really strengthened. So across the board, there's a real even balance throughout the teams.
Well, Scotty, we thank you so much for joining us this morning on Triple M's Dead Set Legends, mate. All the best for the rest of the season. Hopefully last night is just a very small hiccup. We appreciate your time this morning on Dead Set Legends.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Joey, when you, after a loss and you got the review, were you sort of like, did you find a back row and sort of slink down in the back row? Were you up front with the big chest out forward? Come on, boys. Where was your sort of position in the review?
Depended on how I played. So if you lost but you played all right, you sort of walked in. You said, come on, boys, cop the review. And move. Yeah. If you were one of the ones that played pretty ordinary, you did sneak down the back and just hide and go, I hope I get through this one. But he was a bit flat, Scott, wasn't he? But, you know, it's early in the season and they've got plenty of time to bounce back. They haven't started great Melbourne City this year, but we know they're a quality side and there's still a lot of football left in this season.
They should have won because Sydney FC, a good side, but coming off the bounce. What is the FFA?
Yeah, only a few days ago.
Final. So you would have thought that Melbourne City would have been the more energetic team. But look, we're not going to jump off the bandwagon right now, Joe. We're going to stick fat with the Melbourne City boys. That is for absolute sure. Hey, next, I want to ask you about the fixture and whether you think we overrate how important it is on the rest of the season. Because I saw you roll your eyes before about something I said about the fixture. We're going to have a look at the Saints run and who were the big winners and losers out of the 2019 fixture. It is Jay Clark, Lee Montagna on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Joey, the World Game is now available on OVO Play. Yep, OVO is bringing the Chinese Super League to Australian football fans, giving fans unprecedented coverage on their streaming service. One of Australia's biggest and most popular leagues, Joey, the Chinese Super League, is full of international stars.
Absolutely, and you can catch every match live with full commentary in both English and Mandarin. The Chinese Super League, now on OVO Play. You can download the OVO app for iOS and Android or stream the CSL online at play.ovo.com.au.
Welcome back to Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Jay Clark and Lee Montagna. Joey, in about 10 minutes' time, we got the star from GWS coming in the house, Adam Tomlinson, doing great things up there for the Giants. Your boys, the Saints, have had to try to crack at this man every year for about 5 years, just never been able to prize him down. Just the loyalty of this man. We're going to speak to him about that and, of course, the great work he's doing for Movember at the moment. You'll be seeing all the dudes at the moment getting around with their hairy top lips. It is all for a great cause, Joey. But I want to ask you about the fixture, because we focus so much on the Friday nights, the Thursday nights. Jeff Kennett's had a bit of a whinge about Hawthorn's lack of Friday night home games. When did you love playing the most? When was the perfect time to play, you felt, throughout your magnificent career?
Most players would say they love playing Friday night football. Yeah. Two reasons. You play early on the weekend and you get the weekend to yourself if you're looking at it that way.
What do you mean? Also, like, sort of then go...
It's good to get it out the way and be able to relax for the rest of the weekend rather than playing on a Sunday twilight where you sit through the weekend of sport. And you're also playing on the big stage, Friday night football. But
so did you love that? Did you running up the race and having
There's always a different feeling. It always used to get spoken about in probably your pre-game meetings and those things. The football world is watching you, Friday night football. There's nowhere to hide. You're not jammed in between another game on a Saturday. Everyone is watching Friday night football.
And Ross would talk about that.
Yep, your performances are going to be more analysed, as we do on Saturday mornings and the team's performance. But I also used to love playing Saturday night. I really enjoyed Saturday night because for me, Friday night footy would be great to be able to sit down at home and watch the football the night before a game so I could eat my chicken pasta and just prepare and chill out. And then I liked having the Saturday to be able to go out for breakfast, spend a bit of time, go down to the ocean. And then I liked watching a bit of football before I went and played. So I'd always sit down on the couch on Saturday afternoon. And then the other reason too is St Kilda Saturday nights at Etihad. I think we went through a patch. We won 24 games in a row. Saturday night football at Etihad.
Just off the top of his head, Rosie. We just won 24
roughly.
Straight.
Roughly. We did get Ethan just to check that before. I did think it was like 28 out of 30 or something like that. And Ethan said it was 24 in a row. So we didn't lose either playing Saturday night football at Etihad Stadium. So
Was there sort of in the rhythm of it all?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We are creatures of habit. As professional athletes, a little bit like racehorses. Some guys just have that. You train to the minute. You prepare the same way. You get used to a routine, and that's all part of it. So I used to love Saturday night football.
So if you used to love Saturday night, what was your least favourite? Where didn't you want to be playing?
Every player in the comp will say the same. Sunday twilight. That stinks. real off Broadway. You're waiting around all weekend. You don't get any weekend. You're back into the club Monday, and away you go again. So no one likes Sunday twilight.
Did you have a ground where you didn't like to play, or you had your not a great run, or where you really stunk it up? Was there
there's no ground to stink it up. But no, the SCG was always the hardest, I think, no doubt.
Oh, no room?
Because Paul Ruse actually rated me, and I always used to get tagged against the Swans, and it was always a bit of a... And the style of game was always a bit more congested and a bit tight. So the SCG, if there was one. Jay.
Adam Tomlinson just walked in, he's looking at you through the glass, shaking his head, who is this flog? Just kidding. Hey, the fixture release is always exciting. It feels like Christmas for me because...
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
You know, you get to look at all the runs and how difficult they are and who has the easy starts and the tough starts and the trips to Perth and all that. And I'll tell you what, the AFL absolutely stuffed the fixture up last year. Like, Blind Freddy could have told you that putting Carlton on the Friday night stage, four Friday night, one Thursday night, was an absolute disaster. We called that early. And so last year was horrific, but this year they've got it right. And I reckon giving Collingwood 9 Thursday, Friday night games, Essendon 6 Thursday night, Friday night games, like that, it kicks off the round in a much more exciting way when you've got a couple of big teams on the big stage.
Yeah, I think that's great for football. We want to see the marquee teams play in the marquee slots. I think we all want that. Again, though, they've got to balance it up with equalisation because you can't just keep giving all the strong clubs the best time slots, the most opportunity to commercialise their games.
St Kilda had their chance on Good Friday and you stuffed it
exactly
up,
Joey. Right. So that's why I've got no problem with it. I like having the marquee clubs playing on the big time slots, especially if they're performing well, which those teams all are.
St Kilda Carlton, I think zero Friday nights. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yep. Oh, no, you'd like to think you should get one. I think every team should at least be playing one Friday night game.
And absolutely. The 5-day break, how hard is that? Or is that overblown?
No, I think for 1 week it's fine. Yeah. I don't think players will be able to prepare well. In some ways it's good. Just recover, get back into it. I know you like to predict who's got the hardest and easiest draw. That's why I was rolling my eyes, because unless you can tell me what the top, the ladder is going to look like next year, how do you know if it's an easy or hard draw?
Well, St Kilda's
unless you predict the top eight right now, how do you know who's got an easy draw or hard draw?
St Kilda was predicted to have the easiest draw of the season, and I just looked at their first 9 rounds. Aside from playing Gold Coast first up, it's not that easy.
There's not many easy games. That's why I think the draw, that we overrate whether it's an easy or hard draw. There's not much difference between the hardest and easiest draw, let's be honest.
Your boys wouldn't want to lose the season opener. You better get down there and get them stuck into them about that. Hey, next we got Adam Tomlinson. As I said, this man can run like the clappers, Joey, like you. And he's a big man as well, so he can mark. And he's doing great things for Movember and for the GWS Giants. We're going to ask him about whether the Giants can get that chip, that premiership trophy next season. Coming up next, it's Jay Clark, Lee Montagna, Adam Tomlinson in the house. More on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Joey, spring is the perfect time to whip yourself into shape, especially during the Good Life Mega Sale. Right now, Good Life are offering over $500 off their best memberships.
With 16 brand new clubs, including the new Box Hill and Mornington clubs coming soon, it's the best bet you'll make this week, Jay. The Good Life Mega Sale is only available online, so head to goodlife.com.au to secure their biggest deal ever. But you've got to be quick. Sale ends tomorrow.
Yes, welcome back to Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Jay Clark and Lee Montagna. Joe, I got a bit of feedback about my Derby Day little slip up before. Been some strong feedback from the mates. It is Derby Day, of course.
Oh,
I've been corrected.
Depends where in Australia you're from, I reckon. If you're in Perth.
Well, that's why the Derby, but we're in Melbourne here, so exactly. It's straight to Derby.
It's also a Palmer, not a Palmy, for anyone listening.
Where do you keep your tomato sauce, in the fridge or the cupboard?
Fridge.
Very good. That is the voice of Adam Tomlinson, Joey, the superstar GWS Giant. Good morning to you, Adam. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you very much for having me.
You've just come back from a trip to the US, mate. You go see some sport over there. You would have had a great time.
Yeah, went over with my good mate Dom Tyson. We were there for a bit over 2 weeks and went and saw the Lakers and Spurs play. But apart from that, we watched all the other sport in the odd sports bars. But no, it was a very good trip.
You didn't meet LeBron James or anyone this year? Dom Tyson last year, he went with Christian Petrarca and he met LeBron James.
The reason I went with him. Now we got 10 rows back, but couldn't quite get a high five.
So you go to New York and sometimes you feel like doing all the touristy stuff, the Statue of Liberty, all the shopping. Did you just sort of chill out in the bar or did you go and do all that sort of stuff again?
No, I'd been before, so I sort of ticked that off 2 years ago. So we've got a couple of schoolmates who live over there and they introduced us to all their friends and took us to the places you wouldn't really find if you're just going over to visit. So
just hide away somewhere.
Yeah, really. Just found some really nice bars and a few other cool places to go and see, but I had a great time.
And where else did you go?
Ended up in Charleston, South Carolina, so it was a little bit different. Really
what'd
hot
you get
weather.
Up to there?
Went to a few plantations. I don't know, it's a pretty historic place. So just did that for 5 days and we finished off in LA for another 4 days.
And the footy season is so consuming, Adam. Do you feel like you've had a break, mate? A bit of a breather?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I've still got another month left, so I'm pretty happy. Had a really good break so far and I'm just going to chill out and revert back to my 18-year-old self where mum and dad will do most of the things for me. So
You are, of course, a Movember ambassador, and they do great things for men's health, changing the face of men's health. How that you're cleanly shaven at the moment, Adam. I hope this moustache of yours is going to take off soon.
No, there's a few reasons to do it. One is if you can't grow facial hair, you don't have an excuse, because I can't grow any facial hair, but I'm still going to do it. And, yeah, obviously, there's a few reasons. My cousin lost her life to mental health, and sort of affected our family greatly, so it's a part of the reason I do it, and also spend a fair bit of time with a little boy called Josh in Sydney, who's been battling it out the last 18 months. So yeah, just trying to raise as much money and awareness for men's health and just health in the general aspect. So yeah,
you're in a high pressure environment, Adam. You're surrounded by 40 blokes who are all trying to be, you know, pretty brave and pretty strong 24/7. What is the main message of Movember, and how do you guys deal with these sorts of issues within a very macho football environment?
Yeah, well, we encourage everyone to just come out of their shell and literally tell everyone how you're feeling. And obviously, within a football club, you're closer to three or four players, and even if you've just opened up to one of them, they can keep an eye on. But at the end of the day, every footballer out there is no different to a 24 to 30-year-old person walking along the street. And just because they play football doesn't give them an excuse to not talk about how they're feeling.
Joe, I'm interested in your view on this, because you played for, what, 15 seasons. What was the change like when you first entered the AFL system, and this chat about depression or mental health compared to when you finished up 15 years later?
Look, it's come a long way. It's come so far in my time when I started early 2000s. It was something that wasn't discussed. And as Adam said, now it's now something that you're able to share. And whether it's with teammates, we also have more support now with player welfare managers and sports psychologists and other people that weren't available as resources as easily to access.
Who did you talk to when you started?
Generally, you'd rely on your club doctor if you felt comfortable to talk to him. But now you've just got so many other resources you can go to and talk to. And there are a lot of people doing great things. Obviously, these footballers doing great causes. We know Wayne Schwoss is doing great things, and just make it a bit more common for people just to share it with someone. And it might be one person. Just tell someone how you're feeling and start the conversation from there and get the help you need.
And Adam, you've been in the unique situation of you guys got plucked out of Melbourne as very talented 17-year-olds. I remember talking to you one day out at Visy Parker, I think it was, your mate, you and Dom Towerson. You got all loaded up and sent out to GWS, where you probably knew, you know, no one. You know, how did you cope with that, living away from home with all these new guys in the early years? Because a lot of them have come back and you've stayed.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting journey for me personally. I've absolutely loved my time in Sydney, mm-hmm. But more so the last 3 to 4 years. I remember getting drafted as an 18-year-old and being so happy I was on on a list at a football club. But at the same time, there was a fair bit of me that was so scared to move away from Melbourne to go to a football club that you had no idea about. And then you finally got there and we're training on baseball fields an hour and a half out of Sydney. So it was sort of just a bit different. And the older boys, say, probably hid what a real football club was like. But no, it's been a great journey from now on.
So we're going to have more about him. He's going to stay with us.
Yes.
You're going to hang around, mate. We'll chat a bit more footy. But before we do, it's still not too late to try and raise funds for all the dads and brothers and sons and mates in your life out there. So you can sign up now at Movember.com, or can they sign up and don't raise money for your... Have you got a...
I've got a page and a team. So if you go to my Instagram, it's in the bio.
There
so I can't remember what the actual link is. So please give us a follow as well.
You're currently the most cleanly shaven footballer I've ever seen.
I know it's only 3 days in, but I can't see how a moustache is going to grow on that face in a month.
Give me a text or I'll draw one on.
Oh, very good, Adam. We're going to talk a bit of footy coming up next. And whether you can go all the way, the premiership, what do you got to do to go one step further? It's Jay Clark, Lee Montagna. More next from Adam Tomlinson on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. To Triple M's Dead Set Legends, it's Jay Clark and Lee Montagna. I think I just jumped the gun there, fair to say. Yeah, Joey came back a little bit early. And Adam Tomlinson from GWS. So I remember talking in one of your a draft interview, Adam, and you sort of said you liked Nick Riewoldt and trying to emulate his game. You had a huge tank. You can play centre-half forward, centre-half back. What was it like to actually play on the great man?
Yeah, it was funny. So I started my career as a forward at the Giants, and when you've got Jeremy Cameron, John Patton, there's not much room for a third tall at times. So
damn, back you go.
Yeah, well, every good defender's a failed forward. So back I went, and got to play on Rui for three or four games, and it was... outstanding. Absolutely loved it. I reckon my first game back from my toe injury was on Rui, and ever since Leon sort of just said, if he's playing, you're on him. So that was good.
And you spent some time at St Kilda before you got drafted as a draft prospect. You spend the week with the club, and it was with St Kilda. Was Joey sort of nice to you? Do you remember him sort of? No. Was he hanging out? You know, he sort of show you the ropes and all that sort of stuff? Would he give you nothing?
They're all very nice. All took me out for coffee, and we had a great week training together. I hope I left a little impression, but I know what it's like when young kids come to train with you. They sort of get in the way and get a bit annoying. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So, what about the Irony? We'll get on to it, because I want to talk about Dylan Scheel, the big talking point of the off-season. I saw Dylan Scheel in the off-season, and he came up to me actually and said, oh, I remember in my first year, Joey, you sledged me, you called me a little fatty. And we said, well, that's a bit ironic now, isn't it? Because Dylan Scheel is as ripped as you get, and there I was with a bit of a pock up. But yep. Dylan Scheel, yep. Obviously the move. How do you boys take that? Because I understand it's part of football, but it's also got to be deflating when you're trying to win a premiership that you keep losing quality players. What's the feeling amongst the rest of the teammates when you keep losing these good players?
I mean, the feeling's always going to be good between our group. We've got a really tight-knit group, and it's sad to see your friends go, but at the same time, we know we've still got a really good core group of players. And I think over the time, when we did have an extended list from when we very first started, it was inevitable that we were going to lose some players. And obviously, we lost a few this trade period and off-season, but we've still got a great core group of players, and very much looking forward to this year.
So, Adam, why did you stay? Because every Victorian club has had a big crack at you every year since we've been doing the trade period. Did you ever get to the point where you thought, yes, you know, this is the year I'm going to go? Well, how close have you come?
No, I've come pretty close, 3 years ago, I reckon, but yep. Leon just said there's no way you're going, and thankfully I'm still there because I've absolutely loved my last 3.5-4 years there, and they're absolutely loving it.
And obviously, Shane Mumford has been in the news in the past week or so. Have you touched base with him? There was a video leak from 2015 a few years ago. Have you made any contact with him? How's he going?
I just sent him a message saying, hope you're doing all right, mate. Yep. Obviously, it's not something that we like to see, and it's not something that we play footy for, but I mean, we're working through Shane, and we've got his support, and just hopefully it's all good.
We're chatting to Adam Tomlinson, GWS star. What do you think the Giants need to do to win a premiership? Yep. What are you missing? What's the key ingredient to get this premiership that you deserve and that you're thereabouts for a long time? What is it?
Oh, consistency is massive for us. I mean, last season you saw us through the middle patch of the year. We had 4 losses in a row, and it really deflated the group. And we've got to keep a lot of numbers on the track. I know every team has injuries. We've copped a few in the last couple of years, but just that hunger to win the ball the whole time. We were too inconsistent last year, and it showed in the last couple of games.
Did you have a sneaky look at your fixture, Adam, and just thought, yeah, we got them round two, we'll win that round three. Yeah, we'll be 4-1 after.
I actually haven't looked. I know Dad's penciled it in because he travels around Australia following me, but I haven't looked yet. I think we've got a few tough ones early on, but obviously they make a ladder of who's got a tough draw and who doesn't. I think we sit right in the middle. So, I mean, we'll be right. Everyone's going to win games of footy, so...
And you like playing on the MCG. That's always the big question mark. Can the Giants come to the MCG and get the job done here in the big dance? How do you find the big ground?
Well, personally, I like the bigger the ground, the better. But, I mean, we may have lost a few games at the MCG, but it's not daunting for us. We get as excited to play at the MCG as any other ground. We only get to play a few games there, but we absolutely love the opportunity, especially when we're playing against the big clubs.
How many Ks do you run a game?
I think it's around 16. Oh. Tom Scully's... He puts an extra 2K on that. He's an absolute machine. But, so,
what are you, 194 centimetres?
Yeah, 98 kilos.
You're an athlete, Adam. Hey, for everyone listening, go to our website, the Triple M website, Joey. That's where we're going to have Adam's details. Good. Of course, raising money for men's health awareness, a great Movember cause. I want to see some hair on that top lip, as I said, Adam. But good luck with that, mate. All the best for next season, obviously. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
He's an absolute star, Adam Tomlinson. Joey, heard that you had a bit of an auction last weekend. I want to know how well that went, how nervous you got coming up after the break. Whether you're on the edge of your bed or you're just happy as Larry. It's Jay Clark, Lee Montagna. More next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. That's new music, of course, from Birds of Tokyo on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Rosie, you and I had the pleasure of catching them and Paul Kelly
and Living End on Monday night for the Triple M Club. Joey, where were you? It was the night of nights at Howler. You, me, 400 people.
I didn't get invited.
Yes, we did.
No, I didn't. I didn't get invited.
Really?
Thank you for that.
We didn't think you'd come out.
I didn't get invited.
I saw Rosie busting a groove up in the back row. You were best on, Rosie.
Yeah,
I saw that vision. You were too.
A couple of beers helped me along.
It was a great.
No, it was a really, really great night. And thank you for Lumo and everyone here putting that on for us.
Triple M's
Triple M Club. I believe it was all recorded, so we'll be able to play that for you in full for those who didn't get to go.
I gave Living End the 3 votes. You, Rosie.
100%.
They were outstanding. Hey, next, Joey, we're going to speak to Casper Ware, superstar at Melbourne United. We're going to give away some Melbourne Stars tickets and a new wheelbarrow. Every man needs an excellent wheelbarrow, and we have got one to give away.
We're also going to
ask.
Really?
Them. Yes.
I need a wheelbarrow.
Mine's a bit tinny. It's so crappy. This is one of the really good ones. Yeah. It's Jay Clark, Lee Montagna giving away Rising Melbourne Star tickets and a wheelbarrow on Triple M's Dead Set Legends next. That's us, Triple M's Dead Set Legends. It is Derby Day, Joey. I've seen your little notepad there. You've been through the form guide. You've got the best of the best in there. I see when you pull out the fluoro, that's when I know when you're really excited about the horse's prospects.
I've got one today.
And you've got the yellow, and I'm up and about at that because technically it is one of the hardest punting days of the year. Hey, you had your auction last week. I sensed you're a little bit edgy in the morning. Were you nervous about it? How did you go as the auction unfolded?
And I was a little bit nervous because you never know what to expect. You're not quite sure, but I was very lucky that the bidding went pretty well and sold at auction. So I'm happy was able to, sell the first investment property I bought back in 2005. I think it was my second contract as a footballer.
Smart,
and,
Joey.
And bought a little investment place in Malvern and did a bit of work to it and then sold it now. So
people are gathered out the front of your house paying heaps of money. What are you doing? You're pacing in the bedroom? Are you hidden in the bathroom?
I was listening in the hallway. Yeah, I was listening to the auction, hoping it all went well, and it did. And it was good because the awkward part was actually a mate of mine ended up buying the place, or a mutual friend of ours, someone that I know. And I was sort of hoping it didn't get to the negotiation process afterwards where I'd be in the front room, he'd be in the back room, and I'd be telling the agent to get more money. We didn't get to that stage. So that's a win. It's all sold well, and he doesn't know about the hole in the wall yet that we covered up with a painting, but that's all right. He'll discover that when he moves in. It all went well.
Yeah, I've done a bit of work on the joint. You know what, Joe? We've actually got two wheelbarrows to give away. Call now, 133353. We have some Sherlock wheelbarrows.
I heard these
Joey.
Are amazing, these wheelbarrows. Not that I know much about wheelbarrows, but I heard these are top notch.
Been many years since you've lifted one up, I reckon. Hey, it's the Sherlock Steel Mesh Garden Cart, valued at $130. Joey got one of them. Plus, we got the Sherlock Steel Tray Wheelbarrow, valued at $158. This is gold for tradies. Or just your sort of your dad out there for a wheelbarrow or cart that lasts longer. Sherlock available from Bunnings Warehouse. We got two to give away. 133353. Call in now. They're absolute beauties, Joey. Hey, next we've got Casper Ware coming up, and you're going to take us around the globe over the past 48 hours in Saturday scoreboard. It's Jay Clark, Lee Montagna. More next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Blink 182 on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Hey, coming up shortly, we've got Nick Quinn from TAB going to tell us where all the money is going for the Derby Day races today, Joey.
The Dead Set Legends Saturday Scoreboard.
Yeah, Saturday scoreboard time, and we spoke earlier in the show, a bit of a flat Scott Jamieson, the Melbourne City captain, must be honest. He was a little bit flat because they got beaten 3-0. To Sydney FC last night at Amy Park. Disappointing performance from Melbourne City.
Joey, did you ever, after a loss like that, did you ever have one of those interviews and just like really give it to the boys? Like, Rui is rubbish, we were crap, we need to lift. Did you ever sort of fire up in the media after? Or did you play a straight bat as well?
I can't remember. The only one I can remember after a loss, I got asked after the 2009 grand final when we heartbreakingly defeated by Geelong. I got asked to go and do the press conference, media conference and chat to the media.
That was
the most difficult one of all. But that was in front of 12,000 people last night. A big crowd for Melbourne City, but they put in a disappointing performance and lost. In the NFL, of course, American sport time, the San Francisco 49ers 34 to the LA Raiders 3. The Raiders are really struggling this season under new coach John Gruden.
Who's going to win?
At the moment, it's down to four teams. The Kansas City Chiefs on fire with young Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
New England Patriots are always going to be thereabouts.
Yeah. Brady.
The LA Rams with Goff and Gurley are dominating over in LA.
Who do you think's going to win?
I've just got a little bit of money on the New Orleans Saints, actually, at $9. So they're still in the mix as well. Drew Brees So there's still plenty of NFL happening. The cricket, Victoria are playing South Australia at the MCG this morning. James Pattinson, the forgotten man, is back for his first Shield game in 20 months after having some back issues. So we wish him the best of luck. And of course, also probably forgotten about a little bit, Australia's first one-day international starts against South Africa tomorrow in Perth.
Do you think the bans with a CA chairman stepping down or getting the lemon and sauce, which either way you want to look at it, do you think the bans for Bancroft, Warner and Smith should be changed or altered at all, Joey? Do you think the fines are fine and they've just got to let it ride? It's weird that they're allowed to play overseas but not allowed to play in our domestic competitions at the moment. Big bash,
yeah,
etc.
It's a good question. I think it'll stand. I think they'll just commit to what they've got. Everyone will do their time. We're trying to, you know, move on now from it and move. So let this time pass, get them back, and Australian cricket can move forward.
Will we embrace them? When Steve Smith, Dave Warner next go out to bat at the MCG, or whenever that chance comes, how do you think they'll be received?
I think we'll embrace some of them, maybe not all of them.
Not Warner. That's the challenge he faces.
Hard one,
Joey.
He's a hard one to like.
He's one out in that trio. It's going to be very interesting to see how we embrace him when he comes back to the crease. Hey, Joey, you know we love giving away stuff, especially sporting stuff.
Yeah.
And we've got tickets to the Big Bash Melbourne Stars Flexi Pass. That's 6 tickets, Joey, into the MCG. Then you can use in any combination you want for any Stars home matches. Plus, Joey, a merchandise pack, probably a green
Beautiful.
Hat in there, a T-shirt or something. The
Great
Stars
for the
are
kids.
Rising. Exactly. It's a great show for the kids. The Melbourne Stars are gearing up for a huge summer of Big Bash. Our Melbourne Stars. Check out all the membership options at gostars.com.au. And Joey, I'm actually going to give away two of them. Call 1-333-53 right now. We're going to give away 2 Melbourne Stars Flexi Passes. Just go see all the Big Bash.
Plenty of giveaways for us this week. It's like Christmas, aren't we? Giving away lots of prizes here.
We've been absolutely on fire. We're going to go a break now. We're going to hear from Quinny shortly, Joey, get his best bets from Derby. And I also want to see what is in that golden notebook of yours. Massive day of racing at Flemington. It's Jay Clark, Lee Montagna. More next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Feels like summer's finally here and it's going to be hot, 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 Jay-Z. It will warm up. So head to Barbecues Galore now and get ready to have everybody over on the weekend for a barbecue. Even Melbourne Cup Day, perfect day. There's hot, hot savings on gas barbies, smokers, kettles, whatever you'll need, they've got it.
Plus, Joey, it's your last chance to spend over $1,000 and get 50 months interest free. Hurry, get into Barbecues Galore now. Sizzling hot prices and great deals must end this weekend, Joey. Approved customers only. Conditions, fees and charges apply. See website for details. Now we got the superstar from TAB, Nick Quinn. Quinny, what's going to make us some money today?
Well, I reckon Osborne Bulls, Jay. Race 3, number 1. Currently a $3 favourite. Loved his run in the Everest last start, and he looks my best bet on the program. And hopefully we can build a bit of a bank for what's going to be a huge 4 days at headquarters.
The Derby, the big race. Who gets up?
It's pretty open. Thinking Big heads the market at 340. Arameo, a 550 second leg. Stars of Karam continues to firm. Was $13 on Wednesday. Now a $7 chance and on the third line of betting. Remember, that's the horse that won at $51 in the last race last Saturday. Whoa. And then the Darren Weir duo. Savoir at 10. Extra Brute at 11.
And of course, the big one on Tuesday, the Melbourne Cup. Quinny, who are we looking to put our money on?
Well, Yucatan hits the market at 450. We had Mark Guest in studio this morning. He was very bullish about this horse's chances and has been popular. Magic Circle, a $9 second leg cross counter at 10. The market could change, though, following the barrier draw and final field tonight. But it's going to be a great 4 days at Flemington. As always, remember to gamble responsibly.
Yes, welcome back to Triple M's Dead Set Legends on your Saturday morning. It's Jay Clark and Lee Montagna with you until 12 o'clock. And I tell you what, Joey, the Melbourne United boys, they are on absolute fire. We backed them for the chip last year and they got up and they've started this season well. They're up, they're 3-2 in their premiership defence. And we have joining us on the line the star himself, Casper Ware. Good morning to you, Casper.
Good morning.
It's great to chat to you, mate. You take on Cairns tonight, 3-2, as I said, to start the season. Backing up off the premiership last year, do you guys feel as hungry, you know, to go back-to-back?
Yeah, I do, because coming into this season, we wasn't highly favored to win it again. So we're kind of using that as motivation.
Did you have a theme? So what did you hook it on?
For me, it's just everybody talking about Sydney and Perth and how good they are. So for me, it's just using that just to fuel me, you know, just to win it again.
A bit of disrespect, Casper. Is that what you're saying? They're not rating you?
Yes, exactly.
What about this season, Casper? Because, again, all the talk is the Sydney Kings, and they're coming to town on Monday night. You're looking forward to that game?
Oh, yeah, always looking forward to the big games. I mean, they're a good team. They're playing well right now, so it should be a good one.
And your own form, mate, you started the season a little bit slowly for yourself, but your last two games, you certainly hit your straps. 26 points the other night against Illawarra. You feel like you're now hitting your best form?
Oh, yeah, finally hitting my best one. You know, you have them up and down, but I'm glad I'm finally feeling like myself.
Tell us about your off-season, Casper. You went over to Portland. You trialed with the Blazers. You teamed up with superstars Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and these guys to try and make it in the NBA. How did you find that whole experience? Because didn't you pay for the bulk of it yourself as well?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty different, you know, going over there. From playing a lot to, like, I barely really played in the summer league, so it was kind of a different role for me, but you just learn different things from the guys when they're in the gym working out. You know, you kind of try to look and try to take different things at what they're doing.
So tell me about that, Casper, because I imagine when you're, you know, going head-to-head with a guy like Damian Lillard, is he trying to help you and teach you stuff as well and sort of learn together, or is he seeing you as a threat?
It's one of the things. He doesn't see me as a threat. You know, he has his money, his starting spot. So it's one of the things. You play, you compete. And then if you see something that he can help you with, I'm quite sure he will tell you about it and just let you know what you can do better.
Now, back to the big game on Melbourne Cup Eve against the Sydney Kings, Casper. And there was a little bit of trash talk earlier in the week. Josh Boone, he knows the big bogey's coming to town. And I'll tell you what, Jay, last night, Andrew Bogut, he certainly played his best game. He had 21 points, 15 boards. He looked good, but he's coming up against our very own Josh Boone. You must be looking forward to watching the two big boys go at it Monday night, Casper.
Oh, yeah, two of the best big men in the league. I think it's going to be a good one. I think they're both excited about the matchup, and who wouldn't be? You know, you want to play against the best, so it should be a good one on Monday night.
Has Booney got him covered, Casper?
I got to rock with Booney. That's my guy. He's on my team.
But it has been good for the league having Andrew Bogut back. Yep. And I want to ask you, Casper, you've played in America and all around the world. How are you finding the standard of the NBL, and how have you seen it in your 3 years you've been here and the level that it's getting to?
It's going nuts.
It's raised every year I've been here, and that's a good thing. And I think it's just going to keep getting better and better. There's a lot of guys that I talk to, like, man, I want to go to Australia. I want to play there, and they're pretty good players. So once you get that going and people here in Australia a lot, it's just going to get that much better. And by Bogut coming back and playing even made it that more appealing for people to come back to play.
I've been loving it, the hype around the basketball. It's been absolutely brilliant. You guys are the stars of the show, and I love how you've embraced that. But if you just nipped out to the Spring Racing Carnival at all this sort of summer, Casper, have you sort of just headed out to the track and sort of had a flutter and a big day, or all basketball?
No, it's been all basketball for me. I'm just trying to recover, you know, take care of my body. Once I get enough time to do something like that, I will.
Well, we thank you very much for joining us, Casper, and giving us a little bit of your time this morning. Good luck with your game against Cairns tonight. We cannot wait for the big grudge match against Sydney Booney versus the big man Bogut on Monday night.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it for having me.
He's a star, Casper Ware. Jane, my wife, Erin, not a big sport watcher. She doesn't watch a lot of sport with me. The one she does sit down and watch is the NBL. She loves Casper Ware.
Why?
She couldn't believe how little he was, but how good he was. And he was dominating. So Erin's like, I love Casper Ware. So it's Erin's favourite sports person at the moment. He's a great, great player. He's been great for Melbourne United.
He's got handles. And I like these guys how they're showmen. You know, they're embracing the excitement and the hype around the game at the moment. So we'll follow Melbourne United throughout the season, aiming for back-to-back to NBL titles. That's Casper Ware, Jay Clark, and Lee Montagne on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Yes, welcome back to Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Jay Clark and Lee Montagne. Joey, on a big race day today, mate. There ain't no second prize. You either go home with the trophy in the loot or you get absolutely nothing, mate. It's high stakes punting today at the races. Like, you can either win big with your quaddie, etc. I see you've sort of got one, you're doing one at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the quaddie picked out. Today's one of those days, because all these horses, all these horses are prime for today. It's their grand final day. So there are so many horses in with a chance. I like to just take a quaddie, have a lot of horses, small percentage,
go wide.
Sit back, go wide.
Yep.
Because historically on a day like today, a lot of the outsiders get up and it can be quite an expensive day.
Yep.
So just be sensible.
Gamble responsibly, of course. Hey, Joey, I'd like to give you a pick one, like a curly football question. Who would you rather out of these two very good players? You can only have one of them at your footy club next year. You got a blank check. Who would you rather? Collingwood superstar Jordan Dugowie, who went choppo this season, or Marcus Bontempelli, who's just come off the boil just a little bit, Joey.
He didn't come off the... He had sore groin or hip injury this year. That's a good one. Who would I want going forward in my team out of those two?
Yeah, with Dugowie can play forward. He's been successful.
We're on radio live. I don't have enough time to think about it.
Give it
some thought. Can't give Bonte, it thought on radio.
Because Bonte, we all sort of thought he would be the Brownlow medalist around about now. Like a couple of years ago, he had that breakout season. He could do it all.
I love Dugowie. He's a star.
If you can only pick one, Joey.
I'm going to take Bontempelli. Bontempelli. That's the best one you've given me. The best, because a couple of your pick ones have been pretty easy. Yeah, but this one's been the best. That's a good one.
Why Bontempelli? If you can only have one, what's the point of difference?
Consistency at this stage. And he's got the runs on the board. He's an All-Australian, best and fairest winner, still young enough.
Yep.
Leadership, captain material. You know what you're going to get. Jordan Dugowie could end up becoming a better player than Bontempelli potentially, but I'm just going to go slightly conservative and just take the Bont because the Bont's a star. Yeah, good one though. Best.
He is a good player.
Who would you take?
I'd have Bonte. I still think he will win multiple Brownlows. Multiple Brownlows. Mate, okay. He's so clean. He's like Pendlebury Mark II.
Big call to say someone's going to win multiple Brownlows.
Two, Joey. Okay. Hey, next I'm going to ask you about another Bulldog, Tommy Liberatore. What happened there at the Bulldogs and why on earth did Gold Coast let go of Jared Lyons? It's probably the most bizarre one of the off-season period so far. It's Jay Clark, Liam Montagna. More football next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
The World Game is now available on OVO Play. Yep, OVO is bringing the Chinese Super League to Australian football fans, giving fans unprecedented coverage on their streaming service. One of Asia's biggest and most popular leagues, the Chinese Super League, is full of international stars.
Joey, catch every match live with full commentary in both English and Mandarin. The Chinese Super League, now on OVO Play. Download the OVO app for iOS and Android or stream the CSL online at play.ovo.com.au. That's us, Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Jay Clark and Lee Montagna. Hey, next, Joe, I'm going to ask you whether we've seen the best of Tommy Liberatore and whether he can actually recapture some of that best that saw him finish fourth in a premiership year, because the Bulldogs just made him wait on a contract. Very curious. But coming up now, we've got new Triple M music, of course, from the Teskey Brothers. We love these guys from Warrandyte. Teskey Brothers on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Oh, I love that. The Teskey Brothers.
Good,
Joey.
I like that too.
New music on Triple M. I'm going to see them December 2 up there in Halls Gap on a big, beautiful lawn pub there, Halls Gap Hotel. Cannot absolutely wait. That's just so soulful, Joey.
That's the first time I've heard them. I loved them. Beautiful.
They're good. I know race one, Derby Day, is only a minute away. Is there something you might like in the first, just for the punters at home? It might be...
just number 14, $8.50. Just a little, a little bit each way. Number 14, race one, but it's only one minute, Jay, so people have got to keep listening to the radio.
They'll be out there in the backyard listening to us, Joey, cooking their snags, be all over the apps, of course. Hey, Tommy Liberatore, what did you think the Bulldogs hold out on him? He had no takers, offered him only a one-year deal. 2-3 years ago, Joey, this man was the absolute bee's knees. There's been a huge fall from grace.
Good move by the Bulldogs. I like it.
Why
because,
that?
Well, it's just making him realise you can't take football for granted. You're not just given these things in life, and he has to show that he's dedicated and he's committed to the cause at the Western Bulldogs. We know he's got talent. We know he's had injury troubles, but we also know they need more from him, particularly off the field. And I don't think there's no problem with making him wait. He had no other suitors. No other club was going to take him off their hands. So they just wanted to make sure that this offseason he did the right things and he's come back in good nick and only give him a one-year contract. And they're basically saying to him, Tom, it's up to you if you want to make a career out of football or if you just want to drift off and be another one of these, you know, wasted, talented players that we see. So I like it from the Western Bulldogs. I am pretty bullish on them next year. I think they've got a really good, young, talented list. And these are some of the things that if they can get players like him on board, they can certainly spike the ladder next year.
Well, you played against him. How good a clearance player can he be? Like in the furnace, Joey.
Oh, well, he's a star. He's a contested ball clearance winner. He was the first to have those lightning quick handballs a few years ago that what the Western Bulldogs became famous for. That now you see a lot of other players, you know, have that. You know, Tom Mitchell's probably another one that just has that handball. That as soon as he gets the footy, Libba for me was the first to really start to bring that to the fore a few years ago. Quality player, tough, tackles well, wins the footy, and can hit the scoreboard. So I like him.
Is the heat on the Bulldogs boys this year? 2 years outside of the eight. They won the flag in 2016. They've been in no man's land since then. We know they've got a very young list. What do you think is a fair expectation on that football club for this season? Because I'm thinking if they miss the finals for a third year in a row, then serious questions are going to be asked. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I think they should be knocking on the door of the eight. As I said, if you look at their list profile, all their best players are still at a very young age. McRae, Bontempelli,
Johansson.
All these guys are really young, and Toby McLean. Their forward line now, Billy Gowers, I like, and their young talls.
Shacky.
They've got Norton in the back line and some other players. So I really like the Western Bulldogs list. I do. I think for some reason, whatever happened after the grand final or what happened culturally there, they've just lost it a little bit. So if they can get that back and get that hunger and intensity back, then they should be around the mark.
The Carlton forward line now with Fasolo and McGovern. They've been a very defensive team over the past couple of years. What are you expecting? How do you want to see that forward line rejigged with two genuine goal kickers in there? It gives them some offensive potency.
It does. I think you've just got to see them play six forwards. It's the modern game now. You hold your forwards at home. Don't roll numbers back. Charlie Curnow, the amount of times I watched him this year where he was going up against two defenders,
yep,
the young fella, if he can get a clean run at it with now having McGovern by his side, Harry McKay to get some more football,
some of their talented
small forwards. Yeah, I think so. I think they've just got to now play a bit more of a one-on-one style, give their forwards a chance. Having Sam Doherty back in defence is going to make a massive difference. I think people forgot how good he was, along with Cade Simpson, at being able to manage that back line. Getting him back, I think they're more solid, and I think they can be more attacking next year.
How would you play Murphy? Because I'm thinking with Cripper and a bolstered on-ball group, I'd maybe see him play a little bit wider. You know, channel the ball off half-back.
I think Mark Murphy can play as a high half forward, come up the ground. If he's playing really well, a defender has to make a choice to go with him. Or do you drop off Mark Murphy and leave him around the stoppages on his own? He's still a quality player. So I'd like to see Mark Murphy play a little bit more half-forward, a little bit more wing, but knowing he can go inside if they do need his experience.
And last week I asked you, which three clubs should have a good hard look at Daniel Menzel? You said the Bulldogs.
Yep.
You said Sydney.
Sydney and Brisbane, I think.
And Brisbane.
Yeah. And Sydney.
And the Swans
goal
have got him up.
Goal-kicking power. They need goal-kicking potency. They need some help for Buddy Franklin. Some other players have to kick goals. I don't mind it. I like it.
How many wins for the Blues next year? Pass mark. What is it? What do they got to win? Got to win six games. Huge challenge there from Brendan Bolton and the crew there at Visy Park. Hey, next we've got Dead Set Legend of the Week. Give me a spell. I got a beauty, Joe. I don't know about you. And I want your best bets of the day. Huge day out there at Flemington. It's Derby Day on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Jay Clark and Lee Montagna. How'd we go on the first, Joey?
No good. You put me on the spot there very late. The tip that I want to give out, we're going to give in a minute, but that's race four.
All right.
So we've got a bit of time.
So on your confidence level, 0 out of 10, how are you feeling about your tip?
80%.
Oh, I 80%. Like it. Hey, it's time for...
We are fighting the fake news.
The Dead Set Legends.
Give me a spell.
Give me a spell.
Give me a spell.
Phony, fake.
It's give me a spell time. That's where we take game at someone, Joe. Give someone
phony,
a clip
fake.
For, yep, you know, stuffing up, or someone who just generally needs to lift. You're going to kick it off for us?
Well, we hear that. Phony, fake. Mine's going to Usain Bolt. Give me a spell.
That was going to be mine, but I didn't know whether it would be him or Central Coast Mariners.
Give me a spell, Usain Bolt. Yeah,
yep.
He spoke. Well, he wanted to become a professional footballer.
Just
his dream. He wanted to try, and we knew it was going to be a long shot. No worries. Came out here, put it on the line.
Yep.
Well, hang on. He was only going to try and make it if he got paid $3 million.
Oh, spell.
Give us a spell.
Yep.
Usain, he was offered $150,000 to be at the Central Coast Mariners list. That's pretty reasonable, mate.
Decent
for a guy
point.
That's never played professional football
for
before.
Yep.
For an amateur. He didn't want that. He wanted a private backer to give him $3 million to play. So do you want to be a professional footballer, or are you just here to try and make some money, trying to take the mickey out of us in Australia? Don't be doing that. Now he's going to Derby Day races today, strutting around there.
Yeah.
He can earn more money being a pretend DJ at one of these things. If you want to play soccer in Australia, do it, but don't worry about the money. Give me a spell, Usain Bolt.
I like it, Joey. It's taking aim at one of the world's greatest sportsmen ever.
I'm with you.
Yeah, thanks, Rosie.
As a teammate, it'd be hard if you're a better player than Usain, but yet he's getting $3 million and you're getting $80,000.
I would have thought so.
That would have been hard. Hey, my gimme a spell is aimed at Jeff Kennett. So he's been whinging, complaining that Hawthorn has basically got a dud fixture because Hawthorn only hosts one Friday night game or one night game for the whole season. Gimme a spell, Jeff. Hawthorn's got a great run. They got the little Tassie deal down there where they get to play beat up on four teams down in Launceston every year. They've had the main stage plenty of times over the past decade. They get one dud draw commercially and he's starts whinging.
Come on, Jeff.
Give me a spell.
Very good. Well, now we're going to quickly time for
the Dead Set Legend of the Week.
But a champion becomes a legend.
One of my favourite NBA players of all time, yes. Derrick Rose, 2011 MVP, Chicago Bulls star, had a bad run with injury. Everyone wrote him off. He couldn't get out and play some good basketball. Well, a couple of days ago, career high 50 points for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's a great story of resilience, commitment, dedication for a star who hung in there. So well done, Derrick Rose. You are my Dead Set Legend of the Week.
Best bet, Joe. We're all hanging out for it.
Here we go. Race 4 today, the Lexus Stakes. Number 6, Brimham Rocks, trained by Chris Waller. J-Mac in the saddle. We've seen it tumble in from $6 to $4.20 in the last 20 minutes.
I'm not that happy about it.
So maybe wait till the race, but it's run second behind Yucatan, second behind Avilius. It gets its chance to win in Australia today. Brimham Rocks, race 4, number 6. As we say goodbye to everyone on this Derby Day in Melbourne, enjoy the races, enjoy the weather. Have a great time. This has been Dead Set Legends on Triple M.